Well, good day, everybody, and thank you for listening to my thought for the day. My name is Andy Reid, and I will be sharing a thought with you today that I've been wrestling with ever since lockdown. It's very personal to me, but I hope it will help you in some way. Having done a little bit of preaching in the past, this now feels really strange. Talking on my phone with no feedback from the congregation, but here we go. Decisions, decisions, decisions. In life, we all make all sorts of decisions. Some good and some bad. Some that just don't even matter. But every moment of every day, we make a decision. What time should I get up? What to have for breakfast? What to wear? How should I do my hair? Obviously, the last one doesn't affect me. And generally, we make decisions of what to do during the day. For some reason, you made the decision to listen to me run on today. We make big life decisions like, should I buy a house? Or should I rent? Should I marry the person that I've fallen for? Should we have children? Where should we go on holiday? But right from the beginning of lockdown, some of my decision-making has changed, and some decisions have even been taken away from me. You see, when you are set in the routine of life and suddenly everything changes, regular things that we did and took for granted have now been taken away so abruptly, has made me and the whole world just suddenly stop in its tracks. My decision to go to church every Sunday and worship the God that I believe in was taken away from me. Suddenly I couldn't go to church. Suddenly I couldn't worship God in the way that I was used to, and I wanted to. That decision had been taken away from me. Church on a Sunday is now very different, and I find myself making decisions that I just never thought I would have. Like, do I join the Zoom meeting and the meet and greet? Or do I go out for a run or a cycle ride because the weather's nice? Do I listen to Neil on the computer? Or do I wait until later? Or possibly even not even bother to listen to it at all? Do I fast forward the worship song in the middle because it's not one I like? I'm just being honest here. These are decisions I never thought I'd be making. Liz had been asking me to go to Paris, and has been for years, but not being the romantic type, I just couldn't really see the point. So when at Christmas I decided to surprise Liz with some tickets for a trip to Paris in April, and then it gets taken away from you, I suddenly felt robbed. I suddenly felt that things are beginning to get out of my control. But this isn't what I really wrestled with. This isn't what I've been struggling with over the past few months. And I just wanted to share with you today a little bit of how I've been thinking, how I've been feeling, and how difficult it's been to make the right decision. As many of you know, I've been running my own business for the past 25 years. And only 2 years ago, I bought the premises that I work in. So financially, we doubled our mortgage. I took out a large commercial mortgage as well to help to buy the premises. And in those past 2 years, God has really blessed the business. It's continuing to grow. I took on a third employee and then a fourth. God has been incredibly good to us. The business has continued to grow, but I needed it to. I'd got big bills to pay. But just before lockdown happened, I was going to employ Andrea, employee number five. But this is where the decision making really started to affect me. Because with a flourishing business comes more stress, more hassle, more pressure, more commitments, more pressure to do the right thing, more financial commitment. Let me try to explain. Do I keep the business open? putting people's lives at risk, risking my employees' health, my own health, even putting my family's health at risk, having a son who's vulnerable, and putting the people of the general public at risk too, when they come in. The ramifications of my decision-making felt huge and almost too much to bear. Because a decision I make could in turn cause someone to fall ill, or worst, could even die. Putting people at risk just to make sure that I could pay the bills just didn't sit right with me. Or do I shut the doors? Do I shut the doors for 3 months and know that financially this could be the end of the business? Laying off a few people who rely on their wages from me? That didn't sit right either. But also I'd be letting my customers down too, who are desperate to get their cars fixed. With the issue that if I do shut the doors, the backlog of work would just be overwhelming and I know I wouldn't have been able to cope. As a garage, we have 4 full-time employees, all that do 40 hours a week. That's a lot to catch up on. Actually, that's nearly 2,000 hours over 3 months. Well, having said that, I was making big decisions, which I felt were life-threatening on a daily basis. But it felt like I was making them every hour, just not really sure what to do. It really played on my mind. What was the right thing to do? And it was constantly changing and changing so fast, with at the time very little guidance from the government. And they kind of left the decision to each individual garage to do what they felt was right. How did I know what was right? This isn't the time or place to go into the decisions that I made. But I believe I tried to do the best that I could in a tough situation. I relied on God and asked for help. I kept as many people happy as I could, but tried to keep them safe at the same time. From family to employees to customers. And even as I write this, I've just received a text at 11:55 on Sunday morning. Yes, I wrote this a few days ago, saying that their car had broken down, they'd had it towed to the garage. And for some people, their car is their lifeline. It's their getting to work. It's their way of earning a living. And for the older people, it's their only means of transport to get to the shops. I don't know if I made the right decisions over the past few months. But what I do know is this. None of my family, friends or work colleagues have had the virus from my actions and my decision making. The business has stayed open. And yes, the first couple of months were tough. But all of my employees are safe. They're now back to work full time. The bills have been paid. And the business is almost flowing as normal. And I've even managed to take on Andrea, even if it is 3 months later than expected. In essence, God is good. And I, and we, have to learn to trust him more with all that we do. We have to trust him with our whole lives, not just the bits that we want to give him. I never really thought of it in the past, but I do thank God every day for my business. I thank God that I can afford to do the things that I can afford to do. I thank God for the work that comes in. Because without that, financially, I can't pay people's wages. Which in turn gives them a lifestyle, a living wage that they can live on. I need to learn to trust God more. I need to learn to trust him with everything. I'm going to finish with this Bible verse, as I feel it's the most relevant to what I've said, and I think it makes the most sense in a turbulent world. I'm going to read it. I'm going to pray. And then we're going to listen to a song called Praise You in the Storm. So this is from Ephesians 6, verse 10. The armour of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all of the Lord's people. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for being the constant in this ever-changing world, ever-confusing world. Thank you for being the rock upon which we can stand. Thank you for being the constant light in the darkness, for being the wings in which we can shelter, for being the reason that we have life. And most of all, we thank you for the chance of forgiveness and eternal life. So help us to trust you with all of our hearts and all of our decision making, knowing that you are in control of all that happens. For you do have plans to prosper us and not to harm us. You have plans that give us a hope and a future. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. And whatever time of day it is you've listened to me rambling on, I want to thank you. I want to say goodbye. And then, like they say in the films, until we meet again. Goodbye.
Down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again I say amen, and it's still raining as the thunder rolls. I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm falls. I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands. You are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. My heart is torn.
again. When my strength is almost gone, how can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm. From the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.